Well, thank you for taking some time to speak with us about your latest report. What are the things here? I noticed that this report for December is not as positive as the one that you put out for the economic activity in November. What are some things that changed in that month?
Well, the biggest thing that, of course, changed in the month of December is the fear over the fiscal cliff. I don't think there's anything that in particular that disturbed the market on a demand-supply basis. It was more the psychological impact of, unfortunately, nobody knew exactly how that was going to turn out when January 1 rolled around. Well, and as it turned out, it wasn't exactly solved on January 1, but nonetheless, they came up with a half-hearted solution, which was basically to kick the can down the road a little further and take care of a couple of minor problems. But a lot of people thought that as a result of that, the fiscal cliff was solved, which, of course, it wasn't.
So what might that tell us about the coming months when there's going to be more negotiations, more deadlines and those sort of things? Could we look for more trouble down the road, I guess, in terms of at least short term of people fearing what might come with a new fiscal cliff?
I'm afraid so. The new fiscal cliff, of course, relates to the fact that many of the sequester monies were just simply deferred or the discussion of them for 2 months. Plus, of course, the government is running out of money. The Treasury Secretary indicated that they're using, quote, extraordinary measures to shift money around, and that will run out sometime probably about the first week of March or so. And at that time, they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. And the Republicans have dug in their heels and said, look, we already gave you your tax increases. Now we want to see some spending cuts. We can't go on spending way over $1 trillion a year into the future and expect that there's going to be a future. At some point in time, it's going to hit the wall. Now, people hear this, and as I said, what it amounts to is a psychological barrier more than anything that says, gee, we have what appears to be a somewhat dysfunctional government in Washington, and that could influence the whole economy.
You say that you expect 2013 to be a year of leveling out. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess that's a polite way of saying that the best we can hope for is very slow growth. The worst case is, of course, that things do go bad as far as the negotiations in Washington or the negotiations in Europe, something go wrong there, which results in us going into some kind of a dip or, even worse, another recession. Of course, the formal definition of a recession is 3 continuous quarters of negative economic growth. I guess we just call it a slowdown if we have 1 or 2 quarters of negative economic growth. But again, these become more technical definitions than anything. And as I said before, if the situation did by some miracle become straightened out, obviously we'd be looking at a fairly good economy come the latter part of 2013. But that's the best we can hope for.
How should we look for West Michigan to do relative to both the national and state economies?
So far, this recession has affected Kalamazoo and the greater West Michigan area less than it has affected either the state of Michigan or the rest of the nation, as far as that's concerned. Our unemployment rate, of course, has stayed relatively low and has actually gotten lower in recent months here in the greater Kalamazoo area, and I guess I will say for the west side of the state in general. And I expect that trend will probably continue. We've got some very good companies that are doing very well, and the indications are that they will continue to do well as long as there isn't a total upset of the economic utopia that we're riding under right now as far as West Michigan is concerned. And again, I shouldn't call it a utopia. I should just say that we're doing better than most.
Now, you said the best we can probably hope for is very slow growth. What would be some things that could make that somewhat worse? And maybe we see some negative economic numbers and perhaps even something that begins to look like a recession, if that's possible.
Well, first of all, there is that ongoing situation in Europe that we have little influence over except to talk to the people over there. If something were to happen that the euro dollar were to fall apart, it would be a huge disaster for Europe, but it would draw us in too. We are not an island anymore like we used to be, and that gap of water between us and Europe has gotten a lot smaller in more recent years. Second, and probably most importantly, if something goes wrong with these negotiations, and we in fact do have a government shutdown of some sort, and we are totally unable in a matter of days or weeks or whatever to reach some kind of a resolution of that shutdown, well, then probably then we're going to slide into a recession. I think the other things that we have to watch, too, is that we have a huge amount of new taxes that are coming up for small businesses in particular. They don't know how those are all going to be reflected in their business yet, so that becomes an uncertainty. And, of course, the Obamacare has started to kick in, particularly with a lot of new regulations and taxes, and there's a lot of businesses that haven't decided how they're going to sort that out yet. If collectively they can't find good solutions to the Obamacare, then in all probability they're going to stop hiring and they will probably slide backward as far as employment is concerned. And at least a third of the employment comes from those companies that are like 100 people or less. This would be a thing that could take tip us over the edge into some kind of a slowdown or potentially even a recession.
You've mentioned uncertainty a few times. Isn't there, to an extent, always some uncertainty in the market, in the economy? And I'm wondering, is this just a lot of things coming together to create more uncertainty than we normally see businesses and employers have to deal with at any given time?
Well, I think you hit it right when you said more uncertainty. By definition, business is uncertain. There's no guarantee that your customers will be there tomorrow. In other words, everybody could collectively go on a diet after the first of the year here, and McDonald's could wake up to find that their sales were off 20% or something like that, which would be totally unexpected. But nonetheless, there's always uncertainty. The problem is trying to manage that uncertainty, which all businesses try to do. But the uncertainty that we're hearing now, people are talking about so much more. That's what is bothersome. All businesses, of course, talk to other businesses, and all they're talking about is the various uncertainties that we just mentioned out there right now. There just isn't the optimistic tone that there's been at other times of, yes, I'm going to expand my business, and yes, I think it's going to do great. That, unfortunately, is just not the mood that we see coming out of small businesses in particular as we come here into 2013.
With that said, would some sort of a deal, maybe not a perfect deal, be better than businesses sitting here wondering what exactly is going to happen in March and then June, et cetera?
I don't think there's any question about that. A deal, even if it were not a perfect deal, would be good. Obviously, that's what happened here at the beginning of January. There was a deal that was far, far, far from perfect because, like I said, it kicked the can down the road on a lot of decisions. But on the other hand, it was a deal. And initially, the markets breathed a sigh of relief. And as I said, there's a lot of people that thought, well, maybe we've got the potential for solving some of these problems. But once again, the probability of that happening seems to be coming less and less if we believe the rhetoric that we're hearing in the news media right now from both sides of the negotiation.
Okay. Anything else we should know?
Well, just another thing that I would make mention of, most of our growth here in the economy, our recovery, if you want to call it that, has been from automotive. And there isn't any question about it. 2012 was better than 2011, which was better than 2010. We saw a 13% growth rate nationally as far as auto sales are concerned. And that, in part, propelled the upward mobility, if you will, of the economy as far as West Michigan is concerned, because we're heavily laden with auto parts producers. Unfortunately, going into 2013, the prognosticators say they do expect sales to be up for 2013 over 2012, but only about 3%. So we can't depend on the auto sales for spurring additional growth from our auto parts suppliers. And we do have to start to look at other places that employment may come from, such as the biotech industries that, of course, our industry, our state, I guess I should say, is trying to attract as far as this area is concerned.